WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, world changers. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Now, before you picture me in a toga chanting Latin though, wouldn't that be awesome? Let me tell you, Stoicism isn't about some ancient, dusty philosophy. It's about practical wisdom for navigating the crazy roller coaster of modern life. And today, we're tackling something we all deal with. Fear and anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel running on overdrive, filled with what-ifs and doom scenarios? You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic, staring at red lights, and suddenly your heart starts racing like you're in a race car? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool to combat these feelings? Not medication, not avoidance, but something much more accessible: positive affirmations. It might sound simple, even a little cheesy, but trust me, this stuff works. And it's based on the Stoic principle of focusing on what we can control, our thoughts and reactions. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways from today's episode to help you manage fear and anxiety with positive affirmations. First off, understand that your thoughts are not facts. Ever had a thought like, I'm going to fail this presentation? That thought doesn't make it true. It's just a thought, an interpretation of events. By recognizing that, you can start to challenge those negative narratives. Instead of saying, I'm going to mess up, try something like, I've prepared well and I'll do my best. See the difference? Secondly, affirmations are most effective when they're personalized and specific. Think about what scares you and craft an affirmation that directly addresses those fears. If public speaking terrifies you, say, I'm confident and capable of delivering a powerful presentation. Don't just parrot generic phrases, make it personal. Thirdly, repetition is key. Just like learning a new language, it takes practice to rewire your brain. Try saying your affirmations several times a day, maybe even write them down and post them where you'll see them regularly. Consistency is crucial for making a real difference. Imagine it as training your mind. The more you practice positive thoughts, the stronger those neural pathways become. Fourthly, believe in the power of your words. When you affirm something, you're essentially sending a message to your subconscious mind. Treat those affirmations like seeds, nurture them with belief, and watch them grow into powerful beliefs. Don't just say it out loud, feel it. And finally, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when fear creeps in, but don't let it derail you. Simply acknowledge those feelings, gently guide your thoughts back to your affirmations, and keep moving forward. Be patient with yourself. Progress isn't always linear. It's like learning to ride a bike. There are going to be stumbles and falls, but the more you practice, the smoother your ride becomes. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking into that big meeting, the one that makes your stomach churn. Instead of focusing on the potential for disaster, you whisper to yourself, I am calm and collected. I am prepared and confident. You take a deep breath, feeling your anxiety melt away as you replace it with a sense of calm focus. That's the power of positive affirmations. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you manage fear and anxiety with positive affirmations. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Embrace these tools, practice consistently, and watch as you navigate life with newfound confidence and resilience. Take a moment right now, think about something that scares you, and craft a personalized affirmation. Write it down, say it out loud, feel the power of those words. And don't forget to share your affirmations with us. Join the conversation on our social media channels. Let's inspire each other to live braver, more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.